From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The loyalty farmers hold for their preferred brand of ag equipment took a sharp turn in 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports editors of Farm Equipment and Ag Equipment Intelligence launched the first brand loyalty study on farm machinery in late 2010, followed by subsequent studies in 2014 and 17. In the first study, 63% of farmers considered themselves brand loyal and improved in 2014 and 17 to 69 and 75% respectively. Most recently, only 63% of farmers would describe themselves as brand loyal, a 12% drop over the past 3 years. Most dairy farmers are breathing easier as dairy commodity prices rebound from near record lows in March and April to record highs in some cases the past few weeks. But according to MilkBusiness.com, dairy lenders say now is not the time to relax and assume all will be well. Their biggest fear is a second wave of COVID-19 this summer or fall, followed by a slowly recovering national economy. The International Longshore and Warehouse Unions have closed the ports of Los Angeles, Oakland, Seattle, San Diego, and other West Coast terminals for 1 day today in observance of George Floyd and others killed or injured by police. The National Pork Producers Council says more than 60% of U.S. pork that is exported is sent through West Coast ports. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.